Oh, geez, Steve, I almost forgot two things. I wanted to.
Yes.
I almost forgot the pledge of the day.
Uh huh.
Hold on, I gotta get it.
It's Mrs. Cool's class, right?
That is correct.
I like that last name.
Yeah, she's cool.
Is she?
Okay. Absolutely. Mrs. Cool's third grade class at Chester Elementary. Here is our pledge of the week.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I almost played Kevin's open. Kevin's not here today, and I would have said, you know, it's not news, it's Kevin's news. And we don't have one that says, it's Steve's news. Maybe we should do that.
Well, it's just news, Jay.
Yeah, it's just Steve's news.
I'm very professional, unlike some people.
Total pro.
No, not really.
News brought to you by Avista.
Avista.
Avista. Avista.
So, Jay, you've just experienced the whole father of the bride moment.
Sure, yeah.
And so you're still, I think within a year, you can still say, hey, I just did this.
The father of the newlywed?
Yeah.
I feel like that's different.
Does that not count?
I don't know. I mean, I'm all right with it.
Okay. Well, I'll consider it to be that way.
Yeah, thanks.
But you did the whole thing of, you know, walking your daughter down the aisle.
Yes, it was very great.
Very traditional type of thing that happens at, what, pretty much every wedding.
A lot of places, yeah.
Not necessarily, but a lot of weddings. And this is an interesting experience because yours went smoothly, right? There were no issues with that?
Yeah, I don't think there was any snafus. Like, she didn't trip, I didn't trip.
Yeah.
You know, nothing where you go, man, did you see that? Yeah, there was none of that.
Okay, well, very good. Well,
very nice.
There was a little bit of an issue with this father of the bride, and I guess the bride, over in South Yorkshire.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah,
love it.
Pound.
Absolutely.
Across the pond. Pound? Pond? I don't know. 3, 2, 1.
That's it. You've learned. Well done. When in doubt, just count yourself down.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we do here.
I've seen it, yeah.
You've seen it. Yeah, you've witnessed
close
it.
For quite a few years.
Experienced it, yeah. From 30. 30, 29,
right. Oh, man. We're not counting the years. That would take forever.
Okay. So this guy, 60-year-old man, has a 30-year-old daughter who recently got married.
Okay.
And he was very excited to soak in that special moment of, you know, walking his daughter down the aisle.
Right.
And unfortunately, I guess there was a bit of confusion, miscommunication, all that type of stuff. He thought he had been given the green light to start walking towards the altar.
Okay. With her on his arm?
Yeah, or something, or next to, or
I got you.
You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So he began walking. Quickly, though, he realized, or quickly it was realized by other people, not by him, that she was not walking with him.
He's by himself?
Yeah.
Oh, he's walking himself down the aisle.
He walked all the way to the front.
Oh, no. And, by himself.
And then was very surprised to realize that his daughter was still waiting for him.
Oh, no.
All the way behind him.
Come on, man. You got one job.
Yeah, yeah.
One job.
So, of course, all caught on camera.
Everybody's laughing. He goes back to get her.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Oh,
the bride, Amy, she just kind of laughed it off. And they went down the aisle after that, him for the second time.
That's hilarious. I just a little too nervous. They probably just lost his mind for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, was that a concern that you had? Or
walking down the aisle without her? No.
Yeah,
I mean, that part was pretty easy.
I feel like that's the one thing.
That's what I'm saying. You have one job. How distracted are you?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, but even if there was some sort of miscommunication, which I guess there was.
Yeah.
How does that even happen? You don't realize that someone is not walking next to you?
Right. Also, it's what's better, or what's worse, I should say. Mm-hmm. Walking down by yourself because you forgot your daughter, or like tripping.
Ooh.
I mean, funnier is probably the walking down by yourself because, you know, nobody's, I mean, the only embarrassment is you.
Right.
I feel like if you're the dad and you trip and maybe then she's hanging on your arm, maybe you both fall, that would be, I think, probably way worse.
I mean, both are good stories.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Not great in the moment, necessarily. Although this was pretty great in the moment,
no, I'm sure everybody would be laughing immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty light enough where nobody got hurt and didn't make anybody too embarrassed.
So. Right.
Let's try that again.
Take two.
Dun, 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 dun.
Story number two.
Well, I'm glad this story didn't happen before your daughter's wedding because then it would just add another thing to your head.
I feel like it would have jinxed it, yeah.
Yeah, so it all worked out. I'm glad.
Thank you.
So this I just thought was kind of interesting. Your sleeping position says something about your personality, according to a sleep expert. So I have several different ways of sleeping and then what it describes, and we'll see if it's true. So,
I mean, most people have multiple ways of sleeping, but I would say, you know, most people also have a favorite or a primary way of falling asleep.
Right.
I would say side sleeping is probably, I think that's what I would be characterized as.
Oh, okay. Because, okay, here are the choices. Let me give those first. So sleeping on your back, fetal position, sleeping on your stomach, or sleeping on your side. Sleeping on your side?
Oh, gosh. Fetal position to kind of keep my legs pulled up. So I would go with that one, I guess. I don't know. It's not traditionally, but I'll say closer to that, maybe.
Okay. So fetal position is shy, introverted, and insecure.
100%.
Yeah.
What's sleeping on your side?
Nurturing, compassionate, and caring.
That's it, 100%.
So a combination of those two?
What's the sleeping on your back?
Confident, independent, and self-assured.
That's me, for sure. What about on your stomach?
Sensitive, emotional, and impulsive.
Yeah, I'm all of these things. I clearly sleep on all those.
See, the funny thing is, why I'm laughing is because I feel like, I don't know, they're all kind of like, well, it could be anybody.
Right. Well, that's the beauty of these funny studies.
Yeah. But I mean, this one especially, for some reason, really feels like.
And didn't you say you sleep on your stomach?
I do.
So you're what? Sensitive and what?
Emotional and impulsive.
No. I mean, you're certainly not impulsive. You're 100% the opposite of impulsive. Are you not? What is the last impulsive thing you've ever done?
I do have a problem.
Uber Eats. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm on a whim. I'm just going to get me some more Chinese food and have it delivered to my house for the third time today.
Yeah, third time today. Wow. No, I mean, I do have a problem sometimes spending money. Like, my dad, when I was growing up, he always used to say, like, oh, what do you got, a hole in your pocket?
Oh, yeah.
Because once I got, like, allowance,
sure,
or if I was working and
immediately spend it,
got my paycheck or whatever,
right,
I would pretty much immediately spend it on whatever. It didn't matter. I was just like, I gotta spend this.
So are you still an impulse buyer
sometimes? I mean, like when you go to the grocery store, you go, well, I don't really need this, but you see it and
sure,
then you go, I guess I'll get it.
I mean, if you don't do that, I don't know who you are.
True.
I mean, honestly, I feel like everybody does that to a degree. Some people obviously more than others, but
yeah, you know, probably worse than you.
You're walking by the chips and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to just get that. Why? Because.
Yeah, that's what I do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can't help it. But even, I don't know if I rarely go clothes shopping because everything still fits me from 1994.
Youth large.
But if I do.
Youth large, baby.
Then, yeah, I mean, I you know, it's one of those things like, well, I'm here, so I might as well go big or go home.
This is what I want you to decide. Uh-huh. Don't care about the sleeping on your backside, fetal position, whatever. I want you to take three of those descriptive words or phrases and say which one of those three are most likely describes you.
Okay.
Just of the words or phrases, don't care about the sleeping part. What would you say the three things are that most likely describe you?
Well, obviously, it's confident, independent, and self-assured.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin?
Yeah, I got to take that route as well. I just don't really have someone that I would describe as a best friend.
Kevin James.
I'm only hurt just a little.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Steve-O.
Okay, morning guys. Let's talk turkey. My kids are all grown up doing their own thing for Thanksgiving. They'll probably come over for dessert that night, stuff like that. So I told my husband that I'm thinking we'll do something small for the holiday. He said that was fine, but when I told him that I'm not going to make a turkey, he was not a fan of that. I explained to him that I'm not making him a whole bird if it's just the two of us. It's a lot of food, very time consuming. We'd have leftovers until 2025. I told him that I'd make him a turkey sandwich or a TV dinner with a turkey if he cared that much, but he didn't think that was very funny. Is Thanksgiving Thanksgiving without a turkey? From Diane.
Okay, so 509-441-0999 is the text line. You can also text or call, as a matter of fact. Ashley says, make the man a bird. Don't be a Grinch. Actually, with all seriousness, it isn't so much about the bird. But, you know, obviously time with family. Of course, that makes sense.
Sure.
Kim said, make him a Cornish game hen. Do you know what that is, Steve?
It's just smaller.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty exactly. Bad. I'm not sure that the meat is the basis of the event, but there are a lot of people who are saying you could do some sort of variety of, like, you know, you go to the meat counter and do, hey, we need, you know, a turkey breast, whatever it might be. I mean, I think we obviously, now I don't know for sure. That we'll probably have just whoever lives here in town over for Thanksgiving because, you know,
okay,
a couple of weeks. So I think that might just be my one son. Maybe his girlfriend comes over and they hang out for a while. But, I mean, if you love turkey, you want the tradition and the turkey. I know a lot of people don't do turkey, but I think her point is the whole meal. Like, some people will cook something else other than turkey is the point.
Right, right. I know in the past, I know I haven't been around, but I know that my family has done, you know, because it's been like a very few of them, so they've done like quesadillas or whatever, and then the next day they'll have a more traditional Thanksgiving when everybody else is free because other people have different plans.
Oh, wow.
Or they do, I don't know what they've done before, like other things that
a quesadilla Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard that one before.
Just something different.
Roberta says they do steaksgiving.
I think they did do steaks one year, I think, actually. Yeah. I don't know.
And again, because it's a little easier to have you know, leftovers. I mean,
yeah.
If you're getting a 20-pound turkey for two people, that's going to be a lot.
I think, yeah, I would say so.
But I mean, I know we've done, and I think we probably will. I think you do like, gosh, I feel like we've done like a 12-pound, 10-pound, and honestly, that's not that much meat.
I guess was when all is said and done and you're carving it and then you make some sandwiches and
do you sure. like the leftovers more than the day of?
Ooh. That's a good question. Yeah. Sometimes.
Also, I guess, you know, somebody else just mentioned this. Why don't you just freeze some of it? I guess I never thought about that, but yeah, you could always do that.
Mm-hmm. I did see a good suggestion, and maybe a few people suggested this on Facebook, of, you know, you make the turkey. And it doesn't have to be huge.
Right.
But with the leftovers, if you don't save them or whatever, you could donate. You know, give it to someone else.
Sure. I guess you could do that.
So.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of people, you know, like ham, prime rib, you know, all these other things that they could have for Thanksgiving. That you don't have to do a whole turkey.
Yeah.
That a lot of people say you can buy the Cornish game hen. Yes, the turkey breast. You just ask for that. Maybe you try something all brand new and you do a new tradition. Wait, what? A seafood lasagna?
Ooh, that's
seafood lasagna.
I don't know what that means exactly, but
you know, if you don't like seafood, I'm not a huge seafood person, so that made my stomach upset. But I can see maybe somebody would like that.
Yeah, I'm not into seafood either, but I do love lasagna.
Okay, so maybe she could combine it and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
The freezing thing seems like an easy answer, but I don't think we've ever done that. Maybe we'll start doing that today.
Yeah, and then you could save it to next year, and then you. Have
I don't know that we would save it quite that long.
Wait, no.
Maybe the harder part for some people is downsizing the side dishes. You know, if you're used to doing all these casseroles, like my
sure.
wife, I guarantee my wife will have way too much food. I mean, it is Thanksgiving. It's kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, it's hard to downsize a casserole, is it not? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, they always say that, you know, like if you have a big family and then they leave.
Yeah.
That, you know, going from, you know, let's say 7 or 8 to 2.
Yeah,
that's
hard.
Difficult.
Yeah, very difficult to try to get that downsized. Well, I mean, good luck. I guess that's the thing. Everybody on the text line says there are ways to do the downsizing with the turkey. Plenty of ways. Go to the meat counter, get the turkey breast, do the Cornish game hen, do something along those lines. And then if you have to, just freeze it. Don't give up on the tradition just because the kids moved out. Conversation continues on our Facebook page.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And then I decided, no, I'll just have my car sit up.
So now it's just right out front.
Yeah, it's right
okay.
by my apartment.
All right.
Yeah. Carport? Super nice.
Kevin James.
Carport, yeah.
Whoa,
okay, that's good. That's
what's it like to be
hand.
Rich?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Big jackpot time. If you want to play, you want to win. 509-441-0999. We'll take call number 7. right this very second. Love giving away money. Love giving away all kinds of stuff, but money's very fun. Especially when the jackpot starts to get up to some serious money like it is now. I mean, I wouldn't mind winning a couple hundred dollars, but now we're over 700, so it's time to start getting serious with this thing. See if we can't give it away. I'll give a hint to our caller, and here's the good news. Good news for everybody who's not the person who gets to play is it will grow if the answer is wrong, and then we'll play again at 9:30. That's how the game works. Let's see how Jen does. Hi, Jen.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, what's up?
Working hard.
What you working at?
I work on cars.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Jim, have you ever seen a car with like over 500,000 miles on it?
Diesel trucks, absolutely. They run forever.
Sure, yeah, very good. What's the most common thing you find these days to fix?
Well, you know, we work for a gentleman that imports right-handed vehicles from China over here, and we work on those all the time, and he sells them to the postal workers.
Okay. All right, that's very interesting. Trying to follow that along there.
Yeah, of course they need to be on the right side to, you know, for mailbox.
Exactly. Yeah, they got the steering wheel on the other side.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if we can't get you some money. I will give you the hint that it is currently more than $722.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, man, all I got to do is guess it, and there's no pennies, no nickels, no dimes involved. It's all dollars, so what do you think?
Let's go 739.
739. Let's find out together.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
Again, we're looking for $739 in the jackpot.
$735.
Oh, 735. So that was close.
That was close.
All right. Well, look, here's the good news for you, buddy. We are going to play again at 9:30, and the jackpot will get bigger, okay?
Appreciate it, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate you listening.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Man, growing and growing and growing.
And 9 and 5 sound so close, too. So
yeah, I know. It is. Well, yeah. And sometimes you're like, wait, what did he say? What did he say? Yeah. So we'll play again at 9:30, and it will be more than, what was in the jackpot again? 735?
735, yeah.
Okay, so more than $735. All right. Did want to actually let you know the podcast. If you are interested in the podcast, you can check it out. It is there for you. It is free. You can, like, rate, and review. Do all those things. Subscribe. We'll let you know when the new podcast is up. Super simple, just wherever you happen to get podcasts. And if you've never listened to a podcast before, now's your opportunity.
Ooh. We've got email.
We gotta check it.
We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Actually, I'm jumping ahead. We gotta check our entertainment news before the email.
I was gonna say, are we early?
Yeah, we're early. We'll check the email here momentarily. I realized as I... This is what happens sometimes, Steve. Uh-huh. I will put stuff in so early in the morning that I have to count breaks ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I inserted this a break too early.
You see, I've done that too, Jay.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you know what you don't need to do is to be that organized.
No, well, the problem is, Jay, it's all one big giant block, right?
It is. You've got to count correctly. And if you miscount, and then I just left it in there, and then I realized, wait a minute, it's only 7:30.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 7:36.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll give you a couple of quick entertainment newses, and then it will go forward. But I do want to let you know that the CMAs has now started announcing the performances for the broadcast. And I just had one of the first questions in email I'll get to here in a little bit, what is in relation to this. But the CMA broadcast is coming up basically 2 weeks. The show is 2 weeks from yesterday. Mm-hmm. The CMA is very late this year. They moved it away from the election. But they have announced some of the performances. 2/3 of the hosts will be performing, and that's probably best because I don't know if you want Peyton Manning singing.
Although, hasn't he done that before?
I think he's sang a little bit as like kind of like a joke as an intro to some of the other acts.
Yeah.
With Luke. But yeah, Luke will perform. Lainey's going to perform. And let's see, we have Post Malone performing his new song. It's the song for his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll sing Yours that night. Stapleton's going to sing a new song. Thomas Rhett is going to sing a new duet with Teddy Swims. Dirks is going to sing his American Girl Tom Petty song. Who else is going to sing that night? Shaboozy will be there. Mm-hmm. Going to sing. Shaboozy got a new song coming out. Ashley McBride will take the stage that night. Don't know what she's going to sing yet, but they're still trying to figure it out. So they're starting to slowly trickle out the names of the people who will be performing at the CMAs. I mean, always a good show. You've watched it a few times, or only once, maybe.
I've kind of on and off over the years.
I've just popped in on it.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever watched it in its entirety.
Okay.
But I've definitely, over the years, checked it out and, you know, at different points. And, you know, I try to watch the opens of most of those shows.
Okay. Well, like where they try to do the sort of monologue type thing.
Yeah. Because those are usually the most entertaining.
Entertaining. Yeah. And even if you don't like the music, you at least like that part.
Yeah.
And plus, it's way too late for you to be up.
True.
I mean, I never asked you that. You don't have a way to record shows, but you could, you know, a lot of times with streaming, you can just go back and watch it. Is that how you do it?
Well, before I moved here, I did record. Now I don't have that capability, but it's usually, the next day.
They just post it anyway.
Yeah, you can watch it anyway. Yeah. Or you can just check it out, like, on YouTube or something, usually.
Can you pause it? You can pause live TV the way you currently consume it?
Yep.
How long can you pause it for? Is there a restriction on that?
I've only gone, like, an hour.
So
maybe not even. So I'm not sure, but there probably is sort of, it probably just starts after a certain point.
Yeah, I know, like with a DVR, sometimes it'll do that. You pause it for a while and then you're running around doing something else and you'll hear it, you know, you'll hear the TV again. You're like, what happened? It just unpauses itself because they're like, hey man, if you're still pausing this, just record it.
Yeah,
kind of. I wish it would say that.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the messages on Netflix. Are you still there? Are you still watching?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Judge me more.
You're like
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This says favorite soda by state, and then it says Washington. And it says
Kevin James.
Starbucks.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Funny.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We've got email. On the air at jayandkevin.com. That's how you can reach us. You can always text in real quickly. Simon did that just a few moments ago. It's he and his son Joshua's birthday. They share a birthday. Father, son.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So happy birthday to both.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Who gets the better present?
I would hope the son.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know that, but we're just anticipating that. I'm just going to guess. Yeah. Aaron asked us if we are going to Nashville this year for the CMAs. That answer is yes. Let's see. So that would be in about 10 days. We'll be broadcasting live from Nashville. Steve, your first time in Nashville, correct?
Legitimately.
Yeah, other than the airport.
Well, I mean, I did hang out in Nashville for a night.
Okay.
When I was in college, but it was very brief, so.
And what was the occasion again?
I went on a road trip to watch the University of Tennessee play my Missouri Tigers.
Okay, yeah.
And we made a stop on our bus trip in Nashville.
Nice.
Stay the night.
And you stayed at a hotel there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
and was it downtown, or do you remember anything about it?
Yeah, it was kind of by the Bridgestone Arena. It was kind of by there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much downtown.
So,
we
hung out a little bit downtown, but it was very quick because we were all tired, too.
Of course, yeah. Were you of like a legal age? How old were you?
I was, I was 21 or 22 at the time.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
And you didn't spend any time on Broadway. When we're there, are you going to be the guy who wants to go out and go crazy, or what are you going to be like?
I mean, we did. We went out to a couple bars.
What about with this time?
Maybe. What? What's so funny?
I don't know. I just can't imagine you were like, man, let's go. Big party.
Yeah, man. I'm a party animal.
We've got email.
Not the reaction I was expecting.
We've got email. Got email.
Oh boy. Hey, Jay, did you see this on Facebook?
I don't know.
This was a message from Susan earlier today.
Okay.
You know how we were talking about cars and miles and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, I had an 89 Chevy Suburban that gave away in June, had it for 21 years, and had just over 2 million miles on it.
2 million?
Yeah. It says million.
Huh.
My current vehicle is a 2013 Traverse with 245,000 miles on it. I'm not making weekly 1,500-mile trips for family anymore. Have a good day.
Holy smokes. How many motors is that? 2 million miles? I mean, that, I feel like you're dropping some engines in that bad boy, yeah, are you not? And, I don't know.
And she did spell out million, so I'm not like...
So it wasn't like there was a typo,
yeah,
there.
I mean, yeah, and I'm not like, I'm not, I'm reading this right.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Wow, winner. Yeah, yeah. Guys, that's a winner. Andy wants this question answered. How many t-shirts to own is too many t-shirts to own? Probably asking the wrong guy on this end of it. Way too many. I mean, I also have some that are special occasion t-shirts that I keep like in a special occasion place.
Special occasion?
Yeah, you know, you got one like for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
got my 4th of July t-shirt, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to buy a new one of those every time. I've got, sure, you know, some of the funny ones, some Jane Kevin t-shirts. Oh, not some, a whole drawer full of those.
So wait, let me get this straight. If we were to look back at pictures of you for, let's say, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You would be wearing the same shirt.
I hope so. I'm not buying another one. What's wrong with this one? I wear it once a year.
So there's all these,
I mean, you
photos,
can't wear a St. Patrick's Day shirt on November 7th. That seems silly.
I mean, yes. But there's all these photos that exist, I'm sure, that,
mm-hmm, yeah,
of you in the same shirt.
Correct.
From...
So it's basically same shirt, different day.
I like this.
In case that rings a bell.
It does ring a bell. That's well played, Jay.
Well, I mean,
respect that.
Yeah, thank you.
I was about to be mad about it, and then I thought about it, and I was like, as I was getting mad, I was like, yeah, that's actually not bad.
Now that I think about it, it's frugal. Yeah, it's smart. So I don't know. I have, oh boy, I don't know. Oh man, I don't even know. I'm gonna say 100.
You have 100 shirts?
I have more than that. Now that I think about it, because if I think of all the Coyote Country shirts that I have, I probably have.
Oh, okay.
I probably have 30 Coyote Country shirts. I have t-shirts that have like writing on them in one spot and t-shirts that don't have writing on them in one spot. Each probably has 20. And then specialty shirts, 40. Whatever that adds up to be, I have over 100. How many do you have, Steve? Three? Seven?
No, that's
I'm one for every day, guys. No, and then I do laundry.
That's not all right. You know, actually, well, the thing is, I probably have close to the same amount as you do.
Okay.
But I just have a rotation and I wind up wearing the same things.
So you basically have, I mean, I think a lot of people do that. So you basically have, wait, when you say you have a rotation though, it's more than a week's worth.
No, yeah, I probably have a little bit over 2 weeks worth of rotation stuff.
Okay.
So probably, you'll probably see me in 20 different outfits.
Okay.
But in a different order.
Yeah, oh, all right. Well, yeah, that's good. And then do you bottom to top? How do you rotate them? Like you get done with when you do the laundry. Does that one then go on the bottom of your pile or does it go on the top and that's why it just keeps getting back into the rotation fast?
See, that's the issue. I mean, it gets mixed up with the order that I put it in.
Of course, yeah.
But it's the same stuff.
I got you.
And then everything else gets buried. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do have that shirt.
And Terry says she has 500. Or no, 150.
Oh, I was going to say 500.
500.
Seems a lot.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. 500?
That's too many.
Is that too many?
I think that's the number. I think that's definitely the number.
Is that the number?
How many t-shirts is too many t-shirts?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? Just text in how many t-shirts you think you have. Just estimate it.
And you're not counting other shirts, correct?
Not button-ups.
Yeah, okay.
No,
okay.
Not golf shirts, you know, not the crew, not the turtleneck, not any of that stuff. Just t-shirts.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I have more of like 50 to 75.
I bet you would have more than you think. And I think everybody does. I think once you start counting, you realize, oh, man, yeah, I forgot about those. So, yeah, 509-441-0999. How many t-shirts do you have? I'd like to see it.